WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. He trained untold numbers of Olympic gold medalists and world champions, in the process becoming almost as famous as the athletes he pushed to the highest levels of gymnastics. We've learned that Bella Caroli has died.
At the 1996 Olympic Games, that was Caroli's message to Curry Strug after getting hurt during her first vault.
Curry Strug is hurt.
He would carry her off the mat in his arms in one of the most iconic images in gymnastics history. Caroli has come under fire for his methods, and several former gymnasts blamed the Carolis for their role in the Larry Nassar scandal. Bella Caroli was 82.
CBS's Matt Piper. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with President Biden at the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru. CBS's Natalie Brand says Xi was asked about a particular promise President-elect Donald Trump made during the campaign.
President Xi, in commenting on the U.S. presidential election, said his goal of a stable, healthy, and sustainable relationship with the U.S. is unchanged. Xi was also asked a question by a reporter about whether he's worried about the threat of tariffs under the Trump administration. He did not respond.
The Israeli army says Hezbollah fired about 80 projectiles at Israel today from Lebanon. The IDF today launched a wave of strikes on the Iran-backed militant group's positions in Lebanon. After dumping as much as 35 inches of rain on parts of Honduras, Tropical Storm Sara is now heading for Belize and Mexico. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
Here we're expecting Sara to start move a little more quickly toward the west-northwest and northwest, with the forward speed increasing more to 5 to 10 miles per hour over the next couple of days.
The center says the storm is now about 90 miles southeast of Belize City. A Southwest Airlines plane taxiing for takeoff from Dallas Love Field Airport last night was hit by gunfire. One bullet struck the fuselage just below the cockpit. This is Dallas Police Corporal Melinda Gutierrez.
No injuries are reported, and the Dallas Police Department will be the lead agency in this investigation. It is ongoing, and there have been no arrests made.
And more than 100 passengers on a Southwest Airlines plane that was preparing to take off from Denver International Airport had to evacuate after a cell phone battery caught fire inside the cabin. KCNC-TV's Alan Janay has the story.
The aisle became jammed as the crew tried to handle the situation. Attendants are trained to put the fires out, which Southwest said was the case on Friday morning's flight.
The CDC says a particular strain of Mpox has been confirmed in California, the first case of that strain detected in the United States. The disease was diagnosed in a person who was recently in East Africa. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada. And we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Here we are now. I never thought that in my life love could feel strong. I'm thinking out loud. Whether you wanna stay in tonight or go out and drink all night, I'll do it all with you. So let me pull you closer. Let me haunt you. She's a warm-hearted and kind girl. I don't know. She's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. She's my wild card girl. Oh, oh, she's my wild card girl. I know it's dark, but you and I cruising around. Maybe we'll park, dim the lights, sing along to our guilty pleasures. There's some
isn't true. So let me pull you closer. Let me hold you. She's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. She's my wild dog girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild dog girl. When I cracked that whiskey bottle, she's got me feeling all crazy, 'cause now I wanna make her my whole world. She's a badass queen, a work of art. Oh, she's my wild card girl. Oh, 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 she's my wild card girl, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Andy Colonico, Wild Card Girl, Indy 45, Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal, it is the weekend. You, Wisconsin, are listening to local music from someplace else. I'm broadcasting this show from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, where I happened to see Andy Colonico about a week and a half ago. He was out at a great event to honor the great Rick Rose in Niagara Falls. Dreaming Out Loud is what it was called, Songwriting Circle, and Andy, as always, killed it. And of course, he also is the singer and sometimes drummer in the band Revive the Rose, which I also play right here on the Indy 45 radio show. Speaking of the Rick Rose event, I caught up with Ryan Lund from St. Catharines, and Ryan and his producer Dean Malton and I sat down and chatted for BS Live Rocks, which is a TV show that airs here in Canada on Your TV Niagara. But I decided to take some of the audio from that and put a two-part interview together for you so you can learn more about Ryan Lund. That is all coming up. Stick around. Indy 45. This is Max Sync Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He gets up, out of bed. He's gonna pay some bills, but he's in the red. He checks his account, it's drained. He swears he had some money yesterday. So he takes a walk to the corner store, buys a ticket to play some more. He's a winner, a free play again. But it's all he's ever won before. But he says my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my love, my money come in streaks. So he goes to work. He's gotta make some money. But he's late. That's not funny, 'cause they locked him out, he can't get in. He swears he'll never be late like this again. So he calls his honey, there's no answer. He texts his buddy, no reply. He's got friends, maybe three or four. Swears he's never been left like this before. But he said my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks.
Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks. Heads back home on his own 2 feet, mad at the world for his own self-defeat. And he still has bills he's gonna have to pay, no more head than he was yesterday. So he goes to bed, it's just not worth it. He'll sleep it off, dream he can make it. But there's a knock at the door. It's the landlord who says, "Hey, look, kid, I just can't cover you no more." To which he firmly replies, "But my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. Yeah, I'm lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks. Yeah, my money comes in streaks. Yeah, my loving comes in streaks. And I'm just so dang lucky, but it comes in streaks. Yeah, my luck, my love, my money come in streaks."
Yeah, I don't have any money. Doesn't matter the streak I'm on or off. Rob Repo right there. 8045 Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network, Shane Christopher Neal. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com, or you can email me if you'd like. ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. I mentioned I caught up with my friend Ryan Lunn not that long ago to film a part of a, I guess, a feature on BS Live Rocks for Your TV Niagara. We've done that for 9 years now, supporting local music here in Niagara. And I decided to edit it into two parts so I could play it on radio and you could learn a little bit about my friend Ryan Lunn. He put a brand new album together, 10 songs on the album, all produced by Dean Malton, and you're going to learn more coming up in just a few moments. So why don't we get to a song by Ryan Lunn? This one's called Blood Memory, getting things started right here. The little Ryan Lunn feature I got for you. This is Indie 45 Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A red prom dress hangs in front of St. Catherine's Hospital's entrance today, and those who gather around it say it belonged to Heather Winterstein, who died inside the waiting room a year and a half ago.
I hate the circumstances, but she's now part of something really big.
They fought and they fought.
A very personal song for Ryan Lund. It is called Blood Memory. 8045, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. I mentioned I sat down with Ryan and his producer, Dean Moulton, not that long ago. This interview, as I mentioned, was for television. Hasn't aired yet. It will air soon. And I took some of the audio, did the best I could with it as far as the quality to play of this two-part interview. So why don't we get into it right now? Ryan Lund, Dean Moulton. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media.
Thanks for inviting me here.
Oh,
it's kind of warm. It's kind of warm in here, but it's a nice day. It's November. It's like 22 degrees outside.
The air conditioning's off. We switched over to heat. It's just too beautiful of a day.
So yeah, and there's three beautiful people here. So
Ryan, yeah.
Here we go. So Ryan contacted me a month ago. About having a conversation. You had some new music coming out. You're very proud of, obviously.
Great record.
And so I want you to talk first about kind of how you connected with Dean when you started maybe working with him as a producer, co-writer, all that kind of stuff.
I think maybe 2 years back.
Yep.
We had talked. Dean, I was surprised when Dean mentioned that he was he wanted to work with me at some point, and I was
surprised when Dean said he wanted to work with you.
So I was excited to hear that, and so we decided to do a song together. And I had been writing with Dave Rave from Teenage Head, and we had put this little ditty together called Movies. And so me and Dave came to the studio and we put a song together, and we worked with Diener on it, and we pulled some heavy hitters together. We got Mark Rogers on the drums. Who else? We had
you had Angela Siracusa in on background.
Siracusa. We had Rob Killian on the keys.
Killian played some, or Hammond and piano, I think. Or Hammond for sure. Yeah.
And I was just such a an easy, great chemistry. We had such a good
So where did the song come from? Like, did you and Dave wrote it, and or like what? Because I saw the video for it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But give me the concept of that song.
It was kind of like I kind of came from the place of like just how everybody's like big movie star on there.
It's the living up to the Joneses thing, really, right?
Yeah.
How you as a couple can live up, you have to have the big house and that car. And that's sort of the premise of the lyric.
Yeah, and then just how everybody's got their own, everyone's got 20,000 followers and everybody's a movie star in the making in their social media world.
Of course.
Everybody's living life in the movies, and just sort of that sort of juxtaposition of how everybody's sort of thinks they're a big star. And at the same time, I was sort of thinking about how in my own life, how I had gone through a period of,
thinking that or being that.
Living over, in my own means, we were living sort of that way for a while. And like, and it kind of came out of the just exaggerated way of living. And
but it was
a fun song, and it was a kind of a rocking country song, and it was a fun summer rocking song.
Yeah, and that was song. Part of like when I approached Ryan the first time and said I wanted to work with him. I don't understand why he's so surprised, but I've been watching him just with what he is, and I'm sure other people have seen
sure.
what he's released over the years, like on Facebook or whatever. And I always thought like, man, I really like his voice, but just the production really isn't hitting the mark.
It doesn't
line up. Like you could just, it was sort of, I mean, not that it was done badly, because that's not at all what I mean, but I just mean like you could kind of tell that the person that was in charge of putting the music together was on a different planet than Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what I mean, it just didn't quite mesh. Like it was either like gaps of decades of age difference, you know, like it's like Ryan putting out a song that sounds like a, you know, like a boy band song or something. It just wouldn't make sense. That his age.
Yeah, right.
Right. You have to do something that's somewhat age appropriate. Anyway, not to get into how old we are, but
we're not young.
Yeah, but I saw him play with his band and stuff too, and like, or a couple events where he had a band. I'm like, it's, you know, he's got this great vibe, kind of, you know, a la Springsteenish kind of vibe.
Sure, yeah.
On. It's like that's closer to it. And then Ryan's like, well, yeah, I'm a product of the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, I want to bring all those elements that right. I grew up on. I want to bring that to my sound kind of thing. So I was like,
right.
Well, yeah, now we're talking guitars and bass and drums. Like that's my language.
That's your line. Yeah, like, absolutely.
As opposed to like some of the other people he had been working with, which was more, you know, modern productions with synths and, you know, drum machines and beats and loops.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah. You're into the real sounds of amps and drums.
I'm into that stuff too. But again, I don't apply those things to 55-year-olds. Not that you're that old, you're only 40 something. You're saying, you know, I'm just saying that as an exaggeration.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You know, the same way if I'm working with somebody really young, I don't bring in a bunch of really old cats that sound like they're from country
right.
radio in 1980. You
makes
know what
sense.
I mean?
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You have to, something that has to be modern about
yeah,
it. Right, she's right. a 20-year-old or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So no, it's just being age appropriate. Anyway, so that's what brought us.
You do
together.
This song, Dean.
That's not on the record.
No, that's not on the record.
No, it's okay. Not.
Well, we were back and forth about it.
But why is it on the record?
Well, it's going to be a hidden track, but it was released ahead of it, and it had been out there and released, and then we were like, okay, now we're going to do a record, and it had been out there, so now we were like.
And well, because it was a bit more novel, and he'd already done the video on it.
I saw the video, know, yeah. Right.
But
it will run the video.
Compared to the music that we've done that we call this
yes.
record, it just didn't.
So does this record sound different than that single?
Is that what you're saying? It almost belonged sort of in it, but not. He felt like it didn't. And the record is, it stands alone on its own. And it honestly. It's more, kind of not like, you're right. It's a novel.
It's a bit novel.
Yeah.
The record is so, this new record is so very personal, and the lyrics are really quite profound on a lot of the songs. And this was more of like a novel, fun summer.
Sure.
So
yeah,
clap along kind of thing. It just didn't
fit
the vibe of the rest.
I get it.
Yeah. Because Ryan is a writer first and foremost, and then he's an artist as well. So
yeah.
Sometimes writers will write songs that aren't necessarily right. You know what I mean? They're not necessarily like, as an artist.
Right. And that's why sometimes they write songs and give them to somebody else.
Why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they think. I make the same song again over and over and over.
Right.
Like,
and writers can't decide what's going to come out.
Songs
pop out that you wrote them, but it doesn't mean it necessarily going to fit the record.
Yeah, absolutely.
It,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Like this record is, what's really unique is like every song is different.
Yes.
It's like a different genre. Almost.
And even though just getting this movies thing out of the way, even though it is different and all of the songs on this record are different, it still didn't fit. So
right.
enough of that. I mean, it's still a great song. Listen to it.
So how many songs are on this record?
10.
There's 10. Yeah. So that's unusual, right? Or am I wrong to think that people putting out 10 songs? I mean, usually it's 3 or 4 and they've had enough, maybe. I don't know.
That's the world we're in now. I mean, you really only need one song.
Yeah.
Because of Spotify, in this world where I'll grab a single from here and nobody has. But I'm still locked into the album experience. I grew up
right
that way, where you listened to an album.
stay cultured. Let's get refined. Let's drink more expensive wine. Julienne or the French kind. I drink to your health. You drink to mine. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just you and me.
Living life like in a movie.
We go to parties with doctors and such, where they slip each other. Then we wake up in our Italian sports car. Then we fly in the finest caviar.
So we're talking about your, what's the title of this album? I don't think I asked you that yet.
Great. It's called Sonic Diaries. And
that good interviewer would have asked that first. But
yeah, that, well, you can always play this part first.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Good editor would know this and put it first.
Like, not now. But before I said that, you certainly could.
So tell you.
Sonic Diaries.
Yeah.
And what that meant was sort of like, this is like the soundtrack you weren't supposed to hear. Like as if, it's like the private journal sonically, yeah, that you're listening to somebody's inner thoughts sonically.
So, okay, so let's talk about that. So your thoughts. So some people gather their thoughts from experiences and they write songs. Some just create this world that they wish they were in and wrote, mm-hmm, songs. Like, so where did some of these lyrics come from for you? All over?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is a handful of these songs were some of the first songs that I wrote when I was like 18 and 19. And they were like my inner things that sat in a box. And they were like some of the first songs that I tried to put together. And then I went back and reconstructed them into new versions of songs.
Really, eh?
Yeah. One of my favorite songs, song 4, Beyond the Pines.
Beyond the Pines, yeah.
Yeah. That's really a great tune. It was originally called California. It was like... It's just the imagery of California. I'd just been out to L.A. Visiting someone, and I just stayed for a week in West Hollywood, and I had like this incredible time. And I just watched a movie with Brad Pitt and Julia, whatever, and it was called California with a K. I don't know if you remember.
Okay.
So I called.
I think I was in that actually.
But oh, yeah.
Could be wrong.
There you go. Yeah, I remember that. And so I called the song California with a K.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I'm going back to California. I'm coming back anyway. Okay. And it meant sort of going back somewhere and finding this person that you had been estranged from, and you kind of and it kind of was like one of these songs I was like, wow, it was like the second song I wrote, and it came together. Like it was the first full song that I felt like, oh, it's got a nice hook to it. Like, yeah. Oh, I think I can write songs here. And and I had a harmonica playing in it, and it was like in the key of C, and I had a C harmonica, and I was like, Bob mm-hmm. Dylan here. And that was that. And it sat there, and
hopefully it was a G harmonica, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
It was a harmonica. That's what matters.
Yeah. And so I don't know what inspired me to, like, it was the fact that, I don't know why, but I started to play with this song again, and I started to replay it lately. And then it morphed into this thing, because last summer, me and Jill went out to London, and we stayed in London for the summer for 3 months. And we were running this summer camp out in the outskirts of London. And that is where I kind of had this spiritual mind shift about, and I kind of found my faith again, sort of my spirituality. Mm-hmm. And that's where it came back to life, going out beyond the pines. I'm going back to,
this is a very deep record. Oh my word.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's what that song was. And when you listen to this song, it still, to me, I get goosebumps listening to it sometimes.
We'll be right back. left in me. There's still a fight left in me. There's still something about.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, it's Rick Springfield. You're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Well, I woke up this morning to a special weather.
right, Indy 45 Max Sync Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. That is Vonda McDermott. Song is called Let It Go. It came out October the 29th. And Vonda is an indigenous artist from Grand Prairie, Alberta. Very nice place if you've not been there, Grand Prairie, Alberta. Before that, love the name of this band, The Bargain Shoppers Club. They're from Langley, British Columbia. Their album is called Sharing a Laugh with My Friends. It's a blend of folk, rock, country. Really like that song. Really digging it. Bargain Shoppers Club and Dancing in the Rain. All right. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a songwriting event that happened in Hamilton, Ontario. A good friend, Dave Woods, does an excellent job putting these together. And I met a gentleman by the name of Lance Dawson. LD. Should have been a linebacker. Lance Dawson, super awesome dude, and he shared some music with me, so I'm going to share a couple of tracks with you. Here's the first one. It's called Don't Get Me Started. It's Lance Dawson. Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio right here on Civic Media, baby.
Showed me the throttle now, girl. Don't get me started. Said, let's dance, put your hands right there. You stole my heart and tossed your hair. Now, girl, don't get me started. I can tell.
right, Lance Dawson, don't get me started, baby. Actually, we're wrapping up right now. Shane Christopher Neal, it is Indie 45. Check out my Facebook page, Indie 45 Radio Show. I post all of the tracks that I play and when they're being played on the Indie 45 Facebook page. I do hope you will give it a like. And my website, you can check out a ton of interviews I do for the Industry 45 podcast show. I got indie artists, I got rock stars, I got country stars. It's over at ShaneChristopherNeal.com. So I told you I met Lance Dawson at a songwriting session out in Hamilton a couple of weeks ago. You heard Don't Get Me Started. Well, we're going to wrap it up with this one. It's called 24 Hours. Wrapping up the Indie 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Radio Network. Cheers, my friend.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the...
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.